Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 6. This same good news that came to you is going out all over the world. It's bearing fruit everywhere by changing lives, just as it changed your lives from the day you first heard and understood the truth about God's wonderful grace. Following Christ always involves radical change. James and John had to leave their boats and their fishing nets and follow Jesus. Zacchaeus, the tax collector, had to make things right with all the people he had defrauded. And Saul, the devout Jew who was determined to stamp out the church, changed his name and his whole direction of life, becoming Jesus' most passionate ambassador. Christ meets us as individuals, so the changes that take place in our lives will be unique. As a teenager, I heard many amazing testimonies from people who'd been dramatically changed by Christ. I heard about people who'd been on hard drugs for years and who'd found new life and liberty in their newfound faith. I listened to people who'd pursued a life of crime and that met Christ in prison. For some years, I felt awkward and guilty that I had such a comparatively dull story to tell. I'd never been on drugs, never been kicked out of school, never been locked up, and my life had rarely caused anyone to raise an eyebrow. But I was, of course, missing the point. The point is that whoever you are, and whatever your background, Christ brings change. He gave me new hope, peace, and direction for my life. The moment of becoming a Christian may be one of dramatic change, but it doesn't end there. The Christian life is full of continual change as we get closer to God and allow His Spirit to lead us. The Apostle Paul was always abundantly clear that he still needed to grow. He wrote to the Philippians, "I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ first possessed me. I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead." For the Christian, change is always here to stay. So let me ask you a question. In what ways have you seen changes in your life since you became a Christian? Now let me pray with you. Loving Father, we thank you that you accept us as we are and love us so much that you want us to change. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Getting my prescriptions has never been easier or less expensive now that I use VA Healthcare. I order online or by phone, and they're delivered in a few days. With low or no copay, get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.